Hello, everyone. Let's still wait a little bit because some people are still joining. So we're gonna start soon. Okay, I think we're going to start the meeting. Good morning or good afternoon to everybody who's joining today. And we have another meeting of the serial subgroup today. And we have an interesting topic. I'm going to share my screen and then we can start with our agenda. Yes, we have some discussion topics, outstanding actions or status update. I don't have anything to mention at this point. I don't know, Joe, if you have anything you want to add here for today's meeting.
I mean, the only thing I have is that there's a UAT coming up for starting next week for setting the sequence of receiving pieces. So if you need to rearrange the order in which pieces appear in receiving, there's a UAT for that next week. Details are in Slack. I've added it to the acquisitions implementers and serials channels. So anyone who wants to take a look at that is welcome to. Like I said, that starts next Monday and closes next Friday. That's all I've got.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I think it has been announced at several channels, as you had mentioned, and this is really a topic which should be interesting for all serious people. So please use the opportunity to take part in this UAT. Okay. The next point of our agenda is the main topic for today. It comes from our parking lot to. It concerns display or storage of more information from other apps in receiving or yes, and we had this approach and these wishes to include more detailed information in the receiving process so that people don't always have to jump from one app to another. This came up some time ago and had a higher priority, and it is a part of our parking lot. And yes, for example, the field shelf mark acquisition notes or something like that would be very interesting to have right there at one glance when you are receiving some pieces. And I'm pleased to announce Andre Hohmann, who had worked on this topic and has prepared a little presentation, and I think it would be best to hand over the screen to you, Andre, so that you can start your presentation.
Okay, thank you very much, and thanks for having me. Just have to find. So, is my screen visible?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, I just hope that we have the same impression of this, but yeah. We are here just to discuss about it, or rather that I try to tell you what we are thinking about. And the main goal which we want to achieve is to make the no, doesn't work. Okay, to make the receiving process a bit more efficient for the cereals. And in our house, Slup Dresden, we have a lot of subscriptions and therefore also a lot of items which need to be received. And we have some values or fields which are for all items of one subscription the same. And the manual capture of these information in the item is very time consuming, and we thought it would be a good idea to store this information on a more central point. And in our thoughts, we have chosen the Orders app. And yeah, I integrated here a mock-up which is very old, and yeah, it was the first visualization. And now it could be that we could apply this also in the another app like the Serials app. There have been a lot of new things coming up since we created this mock-up, but still, I think independent from in which app they are stored, we have some basic information like a basic call number. It's just the beginning of a call number, which should be the same for all items because we order the items based on this call number, and in the stacks they should be all at one place. And maybe I could make it a bit bigger. Yeah, so it's like a basic call number, and for each item some numbers or digits would be added, but it would be time it would not be so time consuming, also not so error prone if the basic call number would appear in the during the receiving process in the call number field. And yeah, also like permanent loan type or statistical codes or the effective location are values which would be the same for all items or pieces in the receiving process for one subscription. Yeah, and so we thought it would be a good idea to store them in the Orders app for each subscription. Yes, so here is just written down which we need, so some things are not necessary anymore. And yes, and I thought a bit about our about the integration, and I think there are two main approaches. Like we could just add regular fields in which these information could be added, or we could use custom fields. The regular fields would be or disadvantage of the regular fields could be that different institutions need different fields, and then it comes a bit overwhelming if there are a lot of fields which other institutions do not need. And for the custom fields, I just want to say that the idea came to me because we had a really intense discussion with Dennis Bridges regarding another topic, and in these discussions they convinced us to apply custom fields instead our wanted hard-coded fields. And therefore I just want to describe also the option to use custom fields. And the main advantage would be, of course, that each institution could configure these fields, so all other institutions are not affected, and there is no development needed to integrate the fields. But the disadvantage is, of course, that they must be adjusted. Maybe they need new functionality. I learned that the custom fields are also a bit difficult because they are flexible, so you can create it, you can delete it, you can change labels, and this could have really enormous how you say, so it would affect the process in a heavy way if some unwanted changes are done, and of course it gets more complex. And here I thought that if you use the custom fields, it would be necessary to enhance the functionality because it must be clear which custom fields need to be applied in the receiving process, and it should also be possible to define in which fields in the items the values or the information which you capture in the subscription fields in the order should be copied or transferred to. So this is nothing which the folio can do it by itself. It must be defined, and yeah, that would lead to more complexity to the custom fields, of course. So yeah, these are my thoughts until now, and I also wrote in the Slack channel that I didn't want to do any further steps, and because I wanted to get some feedback if the approach is possible at all, and which of the approaches is maybe the easier or the best way to realize. Yeah, and then we have also a specific use case. I wanted to prepare it a bit more, but I had not enough time for it. The call number is a special field instead compared to the others, because we have here the number generator, which must be regarded, and which also adds a lot of complexity, especially if you want to combine that with the custom fields, I think. And we came a bit about it on it because my colleagues, they found the in the settings of the order the opportunity to configure the call numbers, and they wondered how where they find them until I told them that these are visible in the receiving app and not in the orders app. But this led my colleagues to the impression that it would be easy to integrate the call number also in the orders. I think it's not so easy, yeah, but yeah, we would need a way to, yeah, handle with it. And yeah, I also have some questions, which I also had in the discussion with Dennis Bridges. And one thing is, yeah, how you apply the value. So do you want to just to capture it automatically in the item, or you want in some way to synchronize it or to update it afterwards? I think we would not need it, but yeah, it must be just decided or discussed how that should work. Yeah, and I also thought about it if it's necessary to display the information during the receiving process, because I know the receiving table is now very overwhelming with a lot of information. And if it's just needs to be integrated or to be captured then automatically in the item. It maybe must not or needs not to be visible in the receiving app. But yeah, all really just basic questions. I just need some more time to dive a bit deeper into it. But maybe these are some, yeah, aspects on which we can discuss. And what I forgot, sorry, a bit chaotic here. As far as I know, there are some functionality which leads to it, because as far as I know, we decide in the order the material type of the items which will be created, and it's even a mandatory field. So I think maybe we could orientate us a bit on it. And location is, I think, also information which is kept, which is captured here in the order and is then transferred to the item and also shown during the receiving process. Yeah. So these are my thoughts. And yeah, so my first question should also be, is someone else interested in? So I know from the German community that there are some interested institutions. Yeah. And so in maybe in this round we can yeah, I would ask if there are other institutions that would be interested in this functionality, and of course it would be helpful to get feedback if this is possible to realize. Yeah. And yeah, Joe Rimas, you raise your hand, please go on.
Yeah, we had a in our acquisition SIG meeting on Tuesday, we discussed some of this. And so with regard to call numbers in particular, but also to other information that is specific to the item, we have made the decision that that will be fully synchronized with the inventory app. So that there will basically we're going to use calls to keep information in the receiving piece and in the in inventory synchronized. So a change in one changes the other. Because when looking at the receiving piece, there is an accordion of item in that accordion is basically going to be a reflection of the item record itself. And part of the idea is we don't want them to get out of sync because that gets even more confusing. But we do agree that that information needs to be retained. But I wanted to clarify that the ACSIG has identified that as a strong desire to keep that rigorously synchronized.
Okay, yeah, thanks for the information. Yeah, first I think that the material type, if I think if I understood it correctly, it is even stored in the item and only shown in the orders, but I would also be fine if it would be synchronized, but I with the serials material maybe we should be clear that, yeah, it must be synchronized with many items. So I don't know if that would lead to problems. Yeah, and one special thing would also be with the call numbers, as I described or explained. In the orders, we would only capture the basic call number, and that should be transferred in the receiving process in the field call number, and then it gets augmented by the yeah further digit. So here I think we should be aware that the correct field will be synchronized. But yeah, it's good to know that these questions are also or that the discussion is also done in other six. Just yeah, need to be sure that it gets combined. Yeah, but are there any other questions, or maybe yeah, other institutions which had similar thoughts or demands on?
Yes, Andre, I would like to ask, what do you mean exactly by basic call number? Is it just a part of the call number which is always the same for all pieces that are coming and are received for a serial? And where is it? Is it stored right now? Is it in a special field or in a special subfield? And yes, what are these digits that you are adding to this basic call number? Could you explain it a little bit more?
Yes, I hope. I'm not the serial expert, but I think I will do it. Yeah. So in our institution, the call number, it's also the accession number, but yeah, that should not matter. And it's has a structure. It's yeah, it's like 2 digits for something I don't know. Then you have the format, like for crowd also, and then it's the in German, it's Latin speaking numerus curans. It's just a number which is set to zero each year, and then it gets augmented. So if a new book or here a new serial, a new subscription is created, it becomes a new number, and then that basic call number defines all items. And then with the further digits, I think it depends a bit on on how often the items are checked in or they are published. So it could be that you have like the year and then the month and then the number of the copy, so that each number is distinct from each item. Yeah, so yeah, it's a basic call number. It's just a number which is created for it, and the further ones they are captured to distinct
And the
the
part of this
items.
call number that does not change, is it stored in the item, or where do you see it?
Now I don't know, Franziska Simon, I don't know if you maybe we cannot hear you. I think now it's organized outside our system, so we do not apply yet folio, but another one. And I think it's yeah, these numbers are called outside of our local system, but here in folio, it would be a great advantage if we could organize the call numbers, yeah, in folio. And my first thought was to organize it in the inventory app on a holding level. And I think there it's also implemented. So we create a number just for that, which can be applied, but then it must be copied and pasted manually to the subscription in the orders app. Yeah, and my colleagues, yeah, they would like it more if that functionality could be implemented in the orders app, so that there the call numbers are organized. I'm really Unsure. First, I thought that the right place is the inventory because call number and stuff like that is for me, information which, yeah, it defines the item or holding, and this is done in the inventory. Yeah, but we need to discuss it. I can also understand that my colleagues want just to have an efficient work process, and I think it's okay if they try to yeah, make work easier.
Yeah, so Joe is writing in the chat. I think call number logic belongs in inventory. Receiving supports effective call number, which currently consists of a basic call number plus chronology enumeration. But we may need to expand that out, and there are two thumbs up for this.
Yeah, I also thought maybe it is also possible to organize the call numbers in the inventory and try to link to it. So maybe I want to explain a bit further in the discussion with Dennis to use the custom fields. We had one demand because we wanted to integrate a field to apply the acquisition method in the item, even if we have no order. So if we have like depository stuff or s such things, yeah, where we do not have an order, we wanted to capture the acquisition method like depository or something like that. And we wanted to have a regular field, and Dennis Bridges, as I said, told you, convinced us that we should apply the custom fields, and he also told us to try to link to the setting. So it was our problem because we didn't want to store our acquisition method values at in two places, and we are now on a stage or a step where we think about to integrating custom fields an option or a functionality to link to an API point of settings of acquisition so that it's possible to display the values stored in the settings and to choose one of them. And maybe here it would be maybe possible to create a functionality to create a field in the orders and to connect it in a way to the inventory so that you organize the call number in inventory, but you see it in the orders and it can be transferred in the receiving. So you have it only in one place and you don't have to synchronize it. Yeah, but these are all our thoughts, because I know synchronizing can be really, really complicated, and yeah. Sorry, I just I'm not used to speaking English, so I just want to see here is something in the chat. Thank you. My colleague Simone, Franziska Simon, she wrote, yeah. So my expectation was, or explanation was right, that these basic call numbers are now stored not in our system, and of course it would be for us very, or we would be very pleased if we could do this in Folio and not in, Excel sheets, or I don't know, where they do it. Oh yeah, and Joe, you wrote the Kafka. Oh, I think that's really deep dive, but maybe I can talk to it with other ones. Yeah, but yeah, it's just our first thoughts, and so. From the feedback, I think, yeah, Peter, I know that you are interested, and another colleague told us that I think the BSZ is also interested. From the other ones, I think they are not. But yeah, that was m my main question. My further second question would be, yeah, some feedback if it would be possible, or if some people are just thinking, oh my God, that is not possible. Or should we just move on and try to describe it a bit better? Or is there someone we should inform about our? About our thoughts and aims or goals.
So from my point of view, this is a very complex approach that you are using here, and I don't have such technical knowledge that I can could really estimate how complex it would be to realize such an approach. We came from a yes, more from the bottom. We would, for example, like to have some information that are already stored in the orders, like the location or the some notes where people write down what they have to what they have to care for when a new piece is arriving and when they are receiving it, and so, for example, that a test has to be presented to someone special or someone else, something else. Some helpful information in the receiving process, which are already stored in the orders app, for example, that this information could be displayed in receiving. Yes, to make it easier for people not yes that they do not have to switch between several apps. So, but they could have at one point of view. The possibility to have all this information that they need to put the received piece to the next step in the workflow. This
Oh,
was
yeah.
a little bit more basic than that what you are explaining here. So from my point of view, it's always the best to start with the things that you could easier achieve than with this very complex scenario, but maybe someone else has another opinion about it. Yes.
Oh, but thanks for the addition. Yeah, I can imagine, yeah, that there are some times also information about specific information on how to cope with a specific subscription that you need to know that it needs special signature or call number etiquettes or something like that I can imagine. Okay. Yeah. But Peter, would it be helpful if we inform Owen about it, or I think he's not here today, or maybe he could tell if this is possible.
Yes, Owen is not here today. It would really be useful to have a discussion with him. I think, yes, he's the product owner for Sirius. Yes, we really need him to come a step further. Yes.
Okay, but I'm glad that I do not hear. Just leave it, and so it seems not to be impossible, but yeah, of course, it would be a lot of work. Yeah. So then, I think from my point of view, I think this is done. Maybe Peter, we can stay in contact also in the German community and try to find further steps.
Yes, sure. But is there anyone else here in the meeting who has an opinion and wants yes, wants to say what he or she's thinking about it? This does not seem to be the case. Yes, so I think we should really talk to Owen, and we can talk in the German community about this topic once again, and put it again on the again agenda when we have made some progress.
Yeah, I think if there's, it seems to me that there's not the need in other institutions. So I would say to implement, I call it regular fields, so fields for all institutions would maybe not be the best way, because then it might be for other more disturbing. That would at least one of my insights here. Yeah. So thank you.
Okay. I think there were no other topics on our agenda today, but you have now the opportunity to give some input if you have something that we should talk about today. So please feel free to give some input here if you like. Otherwise, we could close the meeting a little bit earlier. And I think our next meeting would regularly be on the 9th of January, but I think we have now the Christmas break, which for many of us will take 2 weeks, so that it would not make much sense to meet so early again. And for this reason, I suggest that the next meeting should take place at the beginning of February. That would be Friday, the 6th of February, 2026. Yes, many people are agreeing, so that's okay. So let's call it a day now, and I'm wishing you a very very special Christmas time. Have some time to relax, and yes, come good into the next year, 2026, where we will meet again in February. Goodbye.
Thank you for you too. Goodbye.